You've gone on now to build a £2 million property portfolio, and you're making how much profit a month?
Between sort of 14 and 15K.
How many properties do you personally own right now?
Six.
And how much do they cash flow?
8.5 from the properties that we own. We've then got the 5 rent service accommodations in Coventry as well. And we've also set up a maintenance and management company.
Do you mind that the market's dropped?
No, I don't care. It's an absolute cash cow, that property. Like, if it went down 20K in value, I don't care, because I'm just going to keep it. It's going to make me £3,700 a month.
Don't kill the golden goose. Otherwise, you'll feast for a day. Enjoy the eggs that the golden goose lays.
Where we were doing one deal at a time, and it was taking a year, you know, we're now doing multiple deals at the same time and pushing them through much, much quicker.
How much of your success do you put down to following the training? Simon Olsen, welcome to Winners on a Wednesday.
Oh, it's great to be back, Samuel. Thanks for having me.
I met you first maybe a couple of years ago, and you were working as an engineer. You were doing all right. You didn't really have much property stuff going on at all. And you very quickly became financially free. And I interviewed you on Winners on a Wednesday about a year ago. And you'd become financially free super quick. And a lot of my audience, they'll say, how are they doing now though? You know, they become financially free real fast after a few months. But then what happens? So you've gone on now to build a £2 million property portfolio. And you're making how much profit a month?
So we make about 14, 15K a month. You know,
from property?
From property, yeah.
And last time you came on Winners on a Wednesday, you hadn't quite quit your job yet.
No, I was still working.
Have you quit now?
I'm still working. Yeah, I was actually made redundant. I got made redundant in January.
Was that the best thing that ever happened?
Oh, it was. You know, it's completely transformed, you know, the business that I run now.
Did you enjoy your job?
I did enjoy my job.
What was you
at
doing?
At the time. So I was traveling around the world, setting up automated warehouses. You know, it sounds really glamorous. I was in America, France, Sweden. But let's be honest, anywhere you can build a big warehouse isn't particularly a nice place to go.
Am I right in thinking though, were you not helping the institution print more money?
Yeah, so that was my previous job. So I actually got made redundant from that one as well.
You just keep getting made redundant over and over.
It's the nature of it, you know. And it just goes to show you are not safe in any job.
It's true.
I mean, my mother said to me, when did I start work? 16, for a company that manufactured banknotes. She said, Simon, you'll never be out of a job. You make money for a living. Guess what? I got made redundant. Nobody uses cash anymore. Cash is trash. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
The world changes that. And you're right. People used to say back in the day, have a job, it's secure. Well, not only is a job not secure, but also it often pays terrible anyway.
Yeah. Yep. I mean,
I bet you're making way more now than you were when you had a job.
Oh, three times as much.
And I bet that your life is way easier and way happier.
Very much so. I mean, it was very stressful having a job at the same time, trying to do property, trying to build a portfolio, doing refurbs. Now I'm in a position, you know, I've got so much more time. You know, I haven't got the stress of the job. I'm not living out of a suitcase anymore. And, you know, it's really enabled me to transform my business and also spend a lot of time giving back as well, doing the mentoring, you know, spending time with family, which is really good.
Also, in this interview, I want to really pick your brain about exactly what you're doing and how we can do it too, how people watching this can really learn from what you've done, learn from your mistakes, your successes, your challenges, and do the same. Now, when I had you on Winners on a Wednesday last, about a year ago, you were doing okay, but you was about to buy a chapel on the beach, which sounded like a bizarre project. The question I got for you is, did you buy it and how's it going?
Of course we bought it. We would have been mad not to.
What's it called?
So it is called the Cozy Cove Chapel. It is in the Isle of Portland and it is 3 metres from Chesil Beach.
No.
It is a beautiful stone property.
I need to stay there. So it's a chapel on the beach. How much did you pay for that in the end?
£237 is what we paid for it.
That's not bad for a chapel on the beach.
It's not bad. No, it's good. And it's the location as well. You know, we've done a lot of due diligence on that. We understood that there was demand in the area, you know, tourism. And we can charge a premium. You know, it's a unique property. It does really well on the Airbnb listings.
When you say you can charge a premium, do you mean you can rent it out for a high amount of money?
Yeah, I think 12 months ago, you asked me on Winners on a Wednesday how much profit we'd make. And I'm sure I told you it was £1,700 a month.
Yeah,
Last month, we made £3,700 profit on that one property.
That's financial freedom from one deal.
It is. It's absolute madness.
That's incredible. So how much is it worth now, do you think?
I think it's probably worth £237. You know, we didn't do a massive amount to it. Liquor paint.
So you bought it for £236?
£237.
Oh, so you think it's not gone up in value?
I don't think it has, no. No, I think it's purely because, you know, the market's dropped slightly.
Do you mind that the market's dropped?
No, I don't care. It's an absolute cash cow, that property.
Right.
I couldn't care less.
Right.
Like, if it went down 20K in value, I don't care because I'm just going to keep it. It's going to make me £3,700 a month.
It's your golden goose.
It is.
When you've got a golden goose, I don't know if you've heard, heard me talk about the golden goose.
Yeah.
So you've got a golden goose and it's laying eggs. Every month you're getting nice eggs, 3,700. And sometimes people are like, I want the golden goose. It's not about the golden goose, it's about the eggs. Don't kill the golden goose, otherwise you'll feast for a day. Enjoy the eggs that the golden goose lays. And you've got a golden goose with the chapel. It's bringing you in £3,700 profit. That's incredible. Is that like normal though? How much profit do you make on average?
So over the summer periods, it's 3,700 is the norm. Yeah. We drop down to about 2-2.5 in the winter,
yeah.
But we market it very cleverly. So, you know, the Isle of Portland has got a massive dock there. We get a lot of cruise ships that come in. There's a lot of Olympic sailing that goes on there. But there's also a lot of military vessels as well. Mm-hmm. So during the off season, you know, we target the contractors that come in there. You know, they're working on the solar systems, radar systems. And ours is one of the only places that has got parking outside. So when they've got all their expensive tools in the van, you know, they want somewhere to park up. We've got a camera outside, you know, it keeps an eye on the tools as well.
Yeah.
So it's all about that marketing. You know, how do you switch that strategy for the off season?
Right. And how do you change it?
So just being in contact with the contractors, local workers in the area, and the cruise ships as well. Cruise ships come in there all year round and they're always looking for people to stay. So we've reached out to a lot of them as well.
A little thing that we do with our serviced accommodation, because we've got quite a lot now, growing number of serviced accommodation units, is we call our guests and just say, how's it going? We'll ask them a few questions. Number one is, would you like to extend your stay? And yep. Sometimes they're like, oh, we didn't realize that we could. Yeah, we'll extend it for another week. But another question is, what made you choose this property?
Unique properties do really, really well on Airbnb. You know, there's many, many standard studio apartments, but this one really stands out, you know. And mostly the location, you know, really drives a good occupancy rate.
No, but when you know why they're booking it, then you can market specifically to those types of people.
Oh, absolutely. We also have a QR code in the property.
Okay.
And the QR code links to our CRM system. And it's a nice poster, you know, with a picture of Chesil Beach. We love returning customers, you know, 10% discount, sign up below.
Yes. And
I also ask them for their date of birth. And people are like, why do you care when they're born? Well, I care when they're born because everybody wants to go away for their birthday. So it means that if I have a gap in the calendar, I can go through my CRM system and send them a marketing email. Happy birthday. Why not stay at the Cozy Cove Chapel? 10% discount.
Interesting. I reckon the reason you're making thousands of pounds every month is because you're paying attention. You're paying attention to your customers. You're paying attention to your marketing. Some people, if you just left that on Airbnb and just thought, oh, it would do whatever it does, you might make half of the profit. But you're paying attention and you're active on it, that's why you're getting so much profit.
Yeah, it's all about treating it like a business, isn't it? It is a business. It needs nurturing. You know, you need to refresh it. And you have to understand, you know, these guests are people that you're servicing. You know, you're providing a service to them. And, you know, if you can provide a really good service, they're going to come back.
Is it systemized or do you need to go visit it when there's guests?
No, so it's fully systemized. We have a super cleaner in place. She is an absolute superstar. You know, it's linked to the channel manager. She knows when the bookings are. She knows how to set the beds up. She's got a spare key. She's even got contacts for maintenance people within the area if we need anything. So we very rarely go there, which is really frustrating because it's such a lovely chapel. Yeah. I would love to go to the beach more often.
Well, you love it so much that I believe you're buying another chapel down the road, the same as this one.
Yeah, very similar building. You know, it's in a very, very similar area. But the model is proven. This one's going to be slightly smaller. It does need a bit of work on it as well. So this is going to be an off-market deal. It's within sort of a mile of the other one, which is really good. But we've got a proven concept. You know, it works. It's on the beach. You know, if we can get 3,000, maybe 3,500 profit from that one as well.
Yeah.
You know, two deals, that's big, big money.
How many properties do you personally own right now?
Six.
And how much do they cash flow?
They cash flow about 8.5 from the properties that we own. We've then got the 5 rent service accommodations in Coventry as well.
Yeah.
And we've also set up a maintenance and management company.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So how much do you make in total then with all the stuff that you're doing? Like how much is an average month that your whole business will bring in total, including all the different things that you've got going on?
So it's between sort of 14 and 15K, which is really good.
That's not bad at all. How much were you making before when you were an engineer?
Ah, good question. Definitely not that much. Maybe 5K a month, maybe 5-6K a month as an engineering manager. But
well, so how's life changed then since you got into property? Because you've been doing this a few years now. Like if you rewind a couple of years when you were in your job and you had one or two properties compared to now, am I right in thinking that when we met, you were making about £1,500 a month in property?
Yeah, roughly.
And
yeah.
now it's like 14.
14, 15K.
Yeah, so yeah. you've like more than 10X'd. And how much of that would you put down to the training? Because I know you've directly followed our training and you were introduced to us by Darren and Ella.
I was,
who also did the training and became super successful, word of mouth. How much of your success do you put down to the following the training?
I mean, the numbers speak for themselves, don't they? I mean, I started in property 2016, flipped a house. You know, I joined the academy and was making maybe £1,000, £1,500. Now we're making £14,000, £15,000. So, you know, within that sort of 18 months, it's just exponentially grown. It's unbelievable. And that's learning all the creative strategies, you know, HMO, serviced accommodation, how to get that super rent, how to do rent to rents, fast cash, deal selling. You know, it all comes as a package. And when you can bring that together,
yeah.
you know, it transforms your life.
You've done a lot of BRRs and you're quite known for BRRs. You've also got quite a few serviced accommodation properties as well. What do you think is a better strategy? Do you think buy, refurbish, refinance is better, or do you think serviced accommodation is better?
It's a great question. And do you know what? It's a question I get asked a lot. And I don't think there's a right or a wrong answer. And the reason for that, I think it depends on your personal situation. It depends on your location. And it depends on what your goals and your objectives from property are.
Mm.
So, you know, I can remember you saying to me, Simon, you always do slow pound. You've got to make some fast pound, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when we took on the rent to service accommodations. And you're right, you know, that just made me fast cash.
Because you hadn't done that on your last Winners Wednesday. I don't think
no.
you've done any.
No.
Or at least very little compared to what you've done now. And you started with the slow pound. And I think you're right. And you've combined not just rent to rents and service accommodation with BRR, but a lot of your BRR properties are BRR, but then you rent them out at the end of service accommodation. Because yeah. if you buy a house for 200 grand, spend 50 on it and then refinance it at 325 and pull all your money out. Well, now if you've got a big mortgage, you have to pay £800 a month on the mortgage. If your rent's only a grand, you might have pulled all your money out, but you're not making any profit.
Single let is absolutely dead in this market.
It is hard.
You know, unless you can get somewhere that's really below market value. But even then, you know, we talk about the mortgage, but it's the maintenance, the management, everything yeah. on top of that. You're not going to make a profit. So we actively target now buy, refurbish, refinance to super rent, to serviced accommodation, all to HMO. And that's where we make the money.
Yeah. What's been the biggest challenge in your property business over the last couple of years?
Do you know what? The biggest challenge, I think, was when I was working full time. It's very difficult to do a high pressure job. I mean, I was almost felt like I was on call. You know, I'd been to America for 3 months, Sweden, France, you know, flying all over the world whilst trying to build a property business. There's just not enough hours in the day.
Yeah.
Now, you know, since I've been in property full time, you know, it's much more relaxed. You know, I've got time to work on the strategic side of the business.
Yep.
And what I found is, you know, where we were doing one deal at a time and it was taking a year, you know, we're now doing multiple deals at the same time and pushed them through much, much quicker.
And that was what I asked you, if you could come help with the mentoring side of things on our property training business, because, you know, you'd been on Winners on a Wednesday, you were doing really well, you were smashing it. And then when you got made redundant, I remember you were like, oh man, I got too many. Now I got loads of time. And
yeah, it was like completely different.
Yeah, and you were used to doing your whole property stuff in the nooks and crannies of life. So I thought, okay, this guy, he's done really well. He's making good money in property. He's been through the training himself. Good person, good heart. I thought maybe you'd, you know, step in and you've been brilliant. What, do you enjoy the mentoring side of the business?
Oh, I love it. Mentoring is something that I've always been very passionate about, very interested in, not just in property, you know, since you've invited me to do it, but also on the corporate side as well. You know, I've had a lot of apprentices in my time, a lot of young technicians that I've mentored and coached, you know, and put them through qualifications for engineering. And I've also had some really good mentors as well, both in the corporate world, but also yourselves, you know, yourself, Tony, Russell, you know, the mentoring and coaching that you guys have given me over the last 12 months. You know, I wouldn't be where I am today. You know, I wouldn't be making 14, 15K profit, £2 million portfolio. So yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's really my time to give back. You know, it's great to see all the new Academy members coming through and really being part of their journey as well.
What would you say as well to somebody that came along to some of our training, came to a crash course or whatever, that wanted to go into property, but they had a demanding job like yourself, you're all over the place, and running a property business in the UK, how do you juggle the time? How do you find the time to build a property business whilst at a job?
I don't think you have a choice. You know, if you're dedicated to doing something and you're fully committed to doing it, you have to make that time. Everybody's got 24 hours in a day. It's just about how you use them hours. It was difficult. I mean, I bought a house when I was over in America. most difficult house I've ever bought. They insisted on signatures from the solicitors. I wasn't in the country. It was an absolute nightmare. It took a lot longer than was needed. But we got it there in the end. You know, if you want something bad enough, you have to commit yourself. You have to get it done.
And you've also, you brought your father into the business. So yeah. He's your business partner now. How's that been?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. He's always been interested in property. He's always been on the property maintenance side. You know, he's built big extensions for people. So yeah, I mean, he was working in a school as a premises manager and didn't really like his job. So we've got him out of the job. He's 50-50 with us now. He heads up our maintenance and management business, which is doing really, really well.
How does that work then, the maintenance business?
You know, it sort of just came about naturally. So, you know, after we'd done the two Masonettes, we'd done a massive refurb on them. They were really, really run down and they got a lot of attention, you know, from landlords in the area, from people that know us. And because they were done to such a high quality, we noticed that we kept getting asked over and over again, can you come and fit a kitchen? Do you know anyone who can do a bathroom for me? We've got an extension that we want to get done. So we identified that, you know, we've got an opportunity here because we've got all the contacts. We've got gas engineers, electricians, plumbers, you know, everybody that we know. It just made sense to open that maintenance business and provide the services for other landlords, you know, friends, families, and also manage a few properties. So he heads that up now. I mean, he's really hands-on. He loves it. Like, just give him a wall to knock down, rebuild it. He's in his element.
And that really works. And I mean, I work with a lot of my family. And I think that if you do it in the right way, being able to bring people on the business is quite rewarding as well, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I've never seen him happier. He's in his element every day. He just gets up, wants to go to work, enjoys it. And he's free as well. You know, it's up to him. He does this job. He doesn't do this job.
I love the fact that you've brought lots of strategies together. You've got rent to rent, serviced accommodation, BRR, BRR to serviced accommodation, HMOs. How important do you think it is to have a diverse set of strategies when you're going about your property business?
Oh, I think it's really important. And, you know, the academy almost gives you a toolbox, you know, whether it be lease options, serviced accommodation, HMOs. And I don't now specifically look for maybe a buy, refurbish, refinance. I may look at the property and say, how much below market value can I get it? And what is my exit strategy to push the value up? Now I've got options. I mean, I could do it as a HMO. I could run it as serviced accommodation. I could do it as a flip. One of the questions I get asked quite often is, how do you find these below market value? How do you find a buy, refurbish, refinance? And I have quite an easy process. So I just go into Rightmove. I'll type in 40 miles of where I'm looking and I'll look for cash buyer. And every property that is a cash buyer, I know the market's going to be limited on there. You know, people are not going to buy it with a mortgage. And with the interest rates and the media that have scared most investors off at the minute, you can get some really, really good deals. You've got the opportunity to really negotiate them down. So I would then go out and do 20, maybe 30 viewings. And from them 30 viewings, I might offer on 15 properties. I know that 90% of my offers will get rejected. They will not go through because they're too low. But there's always that 10%, which is how we found the two we're doing at the minute.
Yeah, that's really nice. And if they've put cash only, it's usually cash only for a reason.
Definitely.
Maybe there's a structural problem. Maybe it's just uninhabitable. So as you say, no one can get a mortgage on the property. So you can buy it cheap, then fix the problem. Now you've got a mortgageable property, which you can then sell or you can refinance at a much higher value.
Definitely. And that's how you build your net wealth. I mean, we've got one going for at the minute. It's a derelict 5-bed in Dorset. Now, that was on the market for 295. They reduced it to 285. We've got it for 244. So we're going to do that one on a bridge. But we'll spend about 90K on that one. And we've got a GDV of 470.
Wow.
And that's on a 5-bed from the bridging company. So when we get it to a 7-bed, you know, it's going to be an all money out deal, probably 20K out.
So you pull all your money out plus 20K.
Yep.
And then how will you rent that out? As a HMO?
So it'd be a HMO, yeah. So there's no Article 4 in the area. So we'll do a C3 to C4.
Yeah.
We get the C4 in place for the 6-bed. And then we'll go C4 to Sui Gen for the 7-bed, 7-en-suite.
Nice. How much do you think that will generate in revenue?
It's a really interesting one. So the commercial valuation is going to be about 475, 480, which is not much more than the bricks and mortar valuation.
Sure.
Because, of course, it's down south. You know, the yields are very different.
Sometimes the commercials can be lower down south than the bricks and mortar.
But it gives us options. You know, we don't need to worry about refinancing it. We know we've got a good bricks and mortar and we know we've got a good commercial valuation.
How much do you think it will bring in, though, each month?
Profit will be over 2K, 2.2 maybe.
So you only need to do one of these deals. That's it. One deal like that and it can replace an average job. That's incredible. What would you say has been the biggest learning point then for you?
Biggest learning point, I think, is to be consistent. I think to start with, I was very inconsistent, you know, because maybe because I was away, because I was working all the time. And I think as soon as I got my freedom back, my time back, I was able to really push forward, you know, be consistent, do more viewings, put more offers in, get more deals, you know, so I wasn't too worried when one fell through. I guess I transitioned from doing property part-time to property as a business. And that was a real turning point for me.
Why did you get made redundant?
Great question. So it was a technology company and, you know, a lot of technology companies were really struggling during COVID. And yeah, I guess they were just cutting numbers.
Why do you think they cut you?
Too expensive.
Yeah.
Too good.
Too good.
I don't know. They must have known that I had property going on
in the
background.
They thought you'd be okay.
Yeah.
Are you happier now?
Oh, much happier.
Oh yeah. As a person.
As a person, yeah. There's, you know, trying to do a job and do property, it's only sustainable for so long. There's only so many hours in the day, you know, when you're working every weekend, every evening, you're flying here, flying there. But now it's much more laid back. You know, I get more done in the property because I've got more hours, but I don't feel so stressed. You know, I've got my time back, which also allows me to do the mentoring and also give back as well. I mean, we've just done a big extension on my sister's house. I call it Project Charity on our socials, bless her.
That's
under permitted development as well. So we're not just adding value to our business and building our net wealth, but also giving back to some family.
That's beautiful. It's great to be able to do that as well. What would you say to someone starting out? If someone's watching this video and they're thinking, I want to get into property, I want to be able to replace my income, I want to be able to live a richer, happier life and help my family and give back. What would you say the first step should be?
First step, get yourself signed on to a £1 crash course. It costs a pound. Right. It's just a pound.
And that's like, where it always
starts. There's no excuses, is there?
There isn't. What happened when you first went to the crash course? What did you think?
Well, I didn't actually go to a crash course because it was during COVID.
Oh,
so we weren't running them.
Okay.
So
yeah, yeah.
I was very much direct through Darren and Ella. I had a good chat with Tony. And, you know, because you weren't running the £1 crash courses, I was ready to commit myself. I knew I wanted to be involved in it. So I signed on the E-Academy.
Sure. So it was all online.
Exactly that.
What did you think, though, when you first... Because some people, I think when they first come to the training, they can't believe how doable it is. It's like, oh my gosh, that's how you do it. And the jigsaw just suddenly properly comes together. All these YouTube videos.
It's like a light bulb moment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like, what did you think when you came to the training, even albeit it was online at the time because of COVID? Like, what happened?
Yeah, I think it was really good. I just indulged myself in it because, you know, it was quite nice. I was working from home. COVID had hit. So yeah, I just had weeks and weeks doing the training, trying to put it into action. Of course, once COVID had passed, Tony rang me up and said, you better get yourself to the live events now. So that was the real game changer, you know, when you get the network that's around you and the support and the introduction as well to the power team. I mean, I think the Academy's just grown and grown. I talk to a lot of people on buy, refurbish, refinance, as you know, and deal selling as well. How do they deal sell a buy, refurbish, refinance deal?
Mm.
And it's never been easier. I mean, last week I was up in Canterbury with a gentleman on the Academy, Kane. We viewed three properties. And he's a deal seller. He's looking to sell the properties. Two of them were really, really good properties. But the way the Academy's evolved, you know, he's now had a mentor that's gone out on the viewings with him.
And that's rare that happens, just for the record.
It's very rare.
Like, he found
it's
so
very,
many deals.
He won a competition.
Yeah, he found so many deals that day. That's why I was just like, right, we're coming out of you for the day. And we're going to spend the day with you. You went out with him.
Oh, it was fantastic. But he's also put them through our new app, Rate My Deal, which is fantastic. He's now got a really good score on the deals. It's gone through the builder's quote that we now deliver for the students. So we've now got a Rate My Deal that's really good. We've got a builder's quote that's really good. Like, it can't be any easier to sell a deal. It's all been verified.
Yeah, it's so true. I love what you've done in property, but I also think, you know, when you come to the events, one of the things, my heart is this, because I don't believe that you can learn something without doing it. I think the only way to learn it properly is to do it. And that's why when we run the live programs, I force people to do it. I'm like, here's what you do. And everyone's taking notes. Right, now get your phone out, make a call, pick up the phone. And people are at that point either excited or scared. They're either like, yeah, we're going to get to do it. Or they're like, whoa, just teach me and I'll do it next week. No. But having you there at the events and 10 other mentors, being able to help people listen to their calls and ensure that they are actually doing it, is really, really powerful. And I think that, you know, you've been a massive asset to the community and I'm really grateful to that. What would be the one thing that you think people do over and over that's the same mistake that people need to stop doing?
A lot of our Academy members, when they first start, you know, they're overthinking. They're overthinking, you know, how do I set my business up and what sort of logo should I have and how do I do the website? When really they should just be, how do I make money? Yeah. What's my strategy?
Yeah.
And it's the clarity bit as well. When we do the business planning with them, we try to understand what's their goals, what's their objectives? Because, you know, if their goal and their objective is to leave their job and make £3,000 a month and they're looking at a land development deal, like it's just not in line with where they need to go.
Exactly.
So it's the clarity that we need to deliver and that guidance really helps them, I think.
I think you're right. And at the end of the day, property is a vehicle. And if I'm speaking to someone who's Premier League football player and all they want to do is leave generational wealth to their kids, then a land development deal is perfect.
Yep.
But if they're working at as an engineer or working in a factory making £2,000-£3,000 a month and they don't like their job very much and they want to get out of it, a land development deal is going to take probably 2 years and then what? A big chunk of money, potentially. But it's just too slow, Pam. They need to be doing something faster. So everyone needs a business plan and they need to focus on making cash and they need a network. All right, man. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Final words of wisdom for people listening to the podcast that you would share from your experience.
Get involved. Come and see us. Get yourself down to the crash course. Reach out on social media. You know, if you want it bad enough, you'll make it happen.
100%. I'm going to leave a link in the description where you can come down, meet myself, meet Simon, meet the team at the Property Investors Crash Course. Tickets right now are just £1. My business mentor is trying to stop me doing it for £1. Tony thinks it's mad. He's like, why are you doing this for £1? You should be charging £100. Right now it's £1. Click the link below. If there's still availability, get booked on now before it sells out. And we'll see you in person live at the Crash Course.